Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
My next guests have been on the show before. They're game changers. They're life changers.
Trying to do our part, man. We appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Two of them, male and female. They're from the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Metro Atlanta. We have Kwame Johnson.
Great to be here. Appreciate you having us back on the show. We appreciate it.
Okay. And Juliet Udochi.
Yeah. Good job, Mr. McDonald's. Good morning. Happy New Year.
When you follow me on social media, I better get it right.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! You're partnering up with local leaders. I'm one of those local leaders, celebrities, following that kind of leader, that celebrity, influential man in Atlanta to give youth, especially young boys, every opportunity to succeed.
Yes.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters currently have over 300 boys on the waiting list. 96% of the boys are African American. Please welcome again to the show. Now let's talk about this. The waiting list. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so it's actually parents, in particular mothers, who've come into our office and, you know, said, I need some help. You know, we got a lot of mothers out there making it happen every day who are raising boys and want a male influence in their life. So they come to us and say, we'd love to have a big brother. So then we're tasked, me and Juliet are going out to find men to sign up to be big brothers. And that's a year commitment and at least 8 hours a month. But that's how kids get on the waiting list.
Wow, that seems okay. Where are your offices at?
So we're in Midtown, our office, but we cover all 12 counties. So we support families far south and west, east, you name it. We have families all around the counties.
Okay, so our mom will come in, mm-hmm. or our guardian will come in and say, hey, I got this young man. He needs a male figure in his life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's pretty much it, you know.
I'm trying to work through the details here. Okay.
It's really pretty simple. Is that although mothers are amazing, a mom really cannot teach a boy how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And these mothers are coming in and saying, hey, I'm hearing about your program. I'm hearing what you guys are doing for the community. I'm looking for my son to have that positive mentor in their life. They're not coming in saying, I'm looking for a stepfather or something like that.
Right.
They're just looking for that positive male to come and play basketball, talk to their son on, you know, how to not get in trouble or even tell them about the mistakes that they may have made to ensure that this boy doesn't make the same mistake in his life.
Well, there, when I hear this, it's such a, I look at my life, I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it, are you trying to create a physical presence in the young boy's life with this person, or how does that work?
We're trying to create a life-changing relationship. I'm a big promoter that relationships change people, not programs.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about our program is that it's very flexible, very authentic, and relationships build over time. So, I've been mentoring a young man named Anthony. He's 8 for a while now. And at first, we didn't talk a lot. We just getting to know each other.
Right.
Just like any relationship. But over time, it's sort of organically formed. He's got to know me. I've gotten to know him.
Right.
What he likes and that kind of thing. And that's what's special about it. It's not a some big scientific thing we do. It's really about relationships. I think that's fundamental to mankind. It's just really relationships with people. And often young people in some of the communities we serve don't have the right positive role models.
Right.
The right relationships. So we're trying to create that where they can learn from someone like you and see what you've done and how you've been able to have an amazing career and maybe do the same thing or something similar.
Right. It really is interesting. So, Juliet, we're talking about boys, but we also have young girls out there.
We do have a lot of young girls. Yeah, but again, the reason why the list is so short for girls, I'm sorry, you know, men, but women do step up to, you know, to become big sisters. So that's why it's not that we are not promoting the girls on the waiting list, because we do. But the big issue, our main problem, and not just our Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but basically it's across all affiliates of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it's getting men, especially African-American men, in the door to become mentors.
To become mentors. You know, I think that, first of all, what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, promoting that you can make a difference. You're not adopting the child.
No.
You know, you're giving. Is there a certain amount of hours that when you? Because there's a commitment. That's the problem we have with these young kids. That's why you said initially the young.
Is it the young kids or the men with a commitment?
Oh, boy, is she checking everything I got to say. Can I finish my statement, Julia? I really was gonna get back there. Is that when I was in Houston, I used to go to these different at-risk schools.
Yeah.
And the problem that the young kids have is that they need steady commitment.
Yeah.
They don't need the in-and-out commitment.
No. Yes.
Okay? And so a kid will be reserved or hesitant because they've been down that path before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man drop in, he gone 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man drop in, I love him. You can't get them on the phone once the relationship breaks up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a defensive mechanism. I always tell people, kids, when they're young, man, it's an amazing amount of information that they take on and remember, and it kind of molds them.
Yeah,
molds them.
Yes.
And so that's what I was referencing to the young child or the young boy, because the experience can create a negative outlook for them because it has to be a commitment.
Yes.
And that leads me to the next statement, is that what is the process for the guy to participate?
And it's not that difficult either. It's a simple process. I think the first thing a man has to decide is, can I commit to this young person for a year minimum?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for you to do it longer. You know, we have matches that have lasted 3, 5, 10, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
matches that have gone into business together
mm-hmm.
as adults. But to your point, if you come in a young person's life and leave, you can actually do more damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you're better off not even coming around.
Right.
So the year commitment, at least 8 hours a month, incorporating them into your time. We have a process for screening to make sure it's a good fit for you, make sure you're safe for kids. You come into our office, you start that process. We also train you on how to be a mentor. You may have never mentored a kid before, and we want to make sure you're successful in that. And then once you get through that process and you're matched, you are assigned a coach on our team who actually supports you through the life of the match. So you're not out there on your own. You're not trying to figure it out on your own and what to do and how to troubleshoot issues that come up. You have staff on our team who help you do that.
Okay, cool. We have a lot of male fraternities out there.
Yes.
I remember Omega Psi Phi.
Yes.
You have Kappa Alpha Psi.
Yes.
You have Alpha Phi Alpha.
Yes.
You have Phi Beta Sigma.
Yes.
Okay. Next step is, are we engaged in this process? Do you go to these organizations and say, hey, we need help?
Juliet works with a lot of these groups,
So it's going in. We Alphas, they've been our number one supporter. Omegas been in and out. We're still maybe you can help us out with that. We're still working with our Kappas and our Betas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Phi Beta Sigma.
Phi Beta Sigmas. Okay, yeah, our Sigmas.
About to lose them. Mess
I know,
up their
I know,
name.
I'm sorry. but yeah, the Kappas, I mean, Alpha's been our number one supporter. So it can be that we can come in to your meetings. We have a lot of males who are part of our YLC, our young board. And they go out into these meetings and talk to them. And a lot of these guys are mentors as well. So they're not just coming in to promote the organization.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking to these men as well on what it is to be a mentor.
Okay,
so we have
Alphas, they're doing their thing.
Alphas doing their
Alpha
thing.
Alpha Phi, and I'm Omega Psi Phi.
We need you.
Omegas are shaky.
They're shaky.
I'm going to put it out there now.
Omegas are shaky.
Omegas are shaky. And you said you couldn't even say Phi Beta Sigma, right?
I can't. Or the Kappas.
Or the Kappas. They just celebrate their anniversary.
They just have fun.
Just recognize they threw a big party.
Uh-huh.
Talking about how powerful they are. They said the nasty Kappas. That's the radio promotion said. So I call out because that's what, you know, my whole fraternity is about uplift.
Yeah.
Friendship is essential to the soul. And so that means that we have a responsibility, you know, and because we are about uplifting, and these are people that potentially, I always tell people this, is that you create a brand that you brand people young, mm-hmm. and then they become loyal customers or loyal to your brand as they grow up and become an adult. Mm-hmm. And so these relationships we were talking about, you said yours was 8 years old. Yeah. What is the age range for this mentorship with the boys?
It's from 8 to 18. So we work with kids of all ages. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't share. I just spoke with the mayor's office this morning, and they were talking about some of the challenges they're having with teen crime.
Right.
And there was a carjacking this weekend, high-speed chase, two pedestrians, two men crossing the walkway, got hit. Both 40 years old, gone.
Right.
And now these young men are facing murder charges, all this stuff. So the right. city's really pushing out to try to make sure these young men, in particular boys, young boys, are not involved in these crimes, doing dumb stuff, stealing cars, getting involved in different things. And I think if you have a mentor in your life, mm-hmm. our results show it. 95% of our kids never, ever interact with the criminal justice system. So my plea and my push is to get more men, in particular men who may have experienced some of these same challenges young people like myself have gone through, who can be an example so that they don't make these bad decisions and ruin their life just to steal a car.
Well, you know, every part of my day, I get up at 4, now it's 4, it used to be 4:15. I made my New Year's resolution, now it's 4 a.m. I get up. And so at 4:30, you know, Good Day Atlanta, come on. Yeah. Mm. They always lead with a news story.
Yeah.
And there's always some young black male, some not female starting to jump in there too. And done something wrong, and I know their lives is done.
Yeah,
it's done. It's done. They you can't vote ever again. You can't participate. You know, it's all part of your schedule, and you can't allow yourself to be able to fix that problem sometimes. Yeah. So you're at the bottom of the paycheck scale forever.
Yeah,
basically. So when I look at what you're trying to do, what got you involved, Kwame?
Well, you know, I've been in youth development my whole career. You know, I was 17 behind bars. I was like some of these kids making dumb decisions. Mm-hmm. So I met some young men who changed my life forever, you know, who had really tough situations, way worse than mine. I was just a kid making some bad decisions. But those young men and their stories is what got me into this work and made me leave Hampton University at 19 and go into this work.
Right.
So I've been a social entrepreneur on the youth development side my whole entire career because I know what it's like. I know I've been through it myself. And I think we need more people like myself who've been there, can relate to it, who've been able to make it out and be successful in life to reach back and help somebody else not make those same decisions. So that's what I've been doing. You know, Juliet actually came through the program as an example. So there's a lot of us out here really trying to do this work.
Can you let me interview? You about to throw my, you know, I'm about to slide over now. I can't bring it to
I'm going to be better than mine.
That's why I hate interviewing y'all at the same time. We're going to be separate interviews from now on. You know, could they just be passing information? I'll be got to go, I'm about to slide, about to button my coat and go, okay, Julia, tell me about your big brother's big sister Metro Atlanta experience.
Because, you know, it's real. It's authentic. So we don't have to practice this. It just flows.
Exactly.
So you came through the program.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was actually matched with my big sister when I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in contact now.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay. It's been a long time, but I know firsthand how amazing it is. Like, granted, my story is not like a lot of the kids that we serve. I had an amazing mom and dad, but they just worked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was technically a single parent because my dad lived and worked in Nigeria. So my big sister came into my life because I started to fall in the wrong path, hanging out with the wrong people. And she really showed me the right way. She was a friend, although she was even older than my mom at the time. And that really shows that really age is not a number. Age isn't nothing but a number. Chemistry is real.
Right.
So it's that chemistry. And we could talk about that when we talk about the matching process that really has a big effect, not just the match, but the relationship, because we like to say it's not the match, but it's actually the relationship that has a bigger effect.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that here with Kwame. Kwame and Juliet, big brothers, big sisters, Metro Atlanta.
Yes.
Doing that thing. You know, he was at 17. He realized he was stupid. Went to Hampton. Realized he's a social entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Now, is that a term you making up or you just like corny? And now you
I'm going to say I made it up.
Okay, trademark it. Trademark. It's on the radio now. You better trademark it.
Rashawn
McDonald, Money Making Conversation. We'll be right back. Yeah. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. We on the phone. Now that's in the studio with Kwame and Juliet. Big brothers, big sisters of Metro Atlanta. What's your position, Kwame?
I say president and CEO.
That's a lot of titles.
Janitor and also mascot.
Absolutely. I say that with pride and respect. Yeah. Juliet, okay, he got the mascot cover. He got the janitor side cover. What are you doing over there?
I wear a lot of hats. Luckily,
ain't that many hats left?
Luckily,
he
I got a
president. He said CEO. He said janitor. He said mascot. What's left over there?
I just say I'm lucky I got a big head because I wear so many hats at one time. So my official title is volunteer recruitment manager. So I bring in volunteers, go out, do speaking engagements on behalf of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But I like to say kind of an innovator. Think about, you know, I'm an out-the-box thinker, so think about things that we haven't done in the office or just think about new ways to get in involved in the community, get out there.
Because how we met, we was at a movie screening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's how we met. So she'll go get her now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She was like, okay, really? That's what she okay, cool.
Let me talk to you real quick.
I'm out in the hallway. The movie started. We got to talk now. We got something going on. And so, but that's what you got to do. People like me passing by.
Yeah.
Just walking by. Think he know everything. Yeah. Think he's impacting people. But you're telling about 8 hours a month. That's what you said, right? Yes. 1 year program.
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, the Alphas, A5A, doing anything.
Yeah.
Q's, we are trolling through slowly. Noops ain't doing nothing. Sigmas, we can't even remember their name. Okay, cool. We gotta get that straight. I want them to troll me. I'm gonna troll them right over the Big Brother, Big Sister, Metro Atlanta. Troll me. Because I think sometimes you gotta know. Because that's why we pledge these organizations.
Yeah.
We are about adult African American men, and we're trying to shape lives. You know, like I said, if we're not engaged in this process, then we're missing something here. And we got to make a change of that. Now, one of the big changes that reason you're back on the show to talk about the Real Men Mentor panel that's January 28th. Tell us about that, the gathering spot.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, right now the gathering spot is the hub for young African-American professionals.
Oh, yeah, they should know that.
If you have a startup, Ryan just has a great thing going in the city, and I think it's amazing. So to us, that was an ideal place to have it. So this is our second event.
Especially if you're a social entrepreneur.
If you're a social entrepreneur, yes, this is where you need to be. So basically, we did it 2 years ago. I keep forgetting when 2020. And to me, it was just a call of action. I wanted to bring together a room. Like I said, I'm from LA, and I haven't seen so many young professional African-Americans that I moved to Atlanta. You know, in LA, everybody's a fake basketball, fake this, fake that.
Absolutely.
But we have men out here really doing things. So why aren't we out here giving back to these communities? I haven't seen so much disparity until I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
So the panel is just, I wanted to have a conversation. Why are you not doing your part? Who is that who impacted you to become the man you are today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was great. We had about 70 guys, I think about 30 something throughout that whole process signed up. And this year we just wanted to make it bigger. This is the second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And last year was at the gathering spot.
No, 2018 it was at the office. And I think that was the most African American man we ever had in Big
Brother. How did you get them to show up for that?
I was out there. We did radio. Had a lot of people out there being a street team, inviting their coworkers, guys on their basketball teams. Fraternity, the Alphas came out deep. We had about maybe 25, 30 guys.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, Miles, they came out. They came out deep that day.
Shaking my coat because I got work to do.
Yeah. What do you think, Kwame?
They did. We had a big turnout. Listen, so like you know, you having us on the show is going to get the word out.
Right.
And sometimes you got to
post social media. Now, did you have a banners yet or post?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're solidifying all of that this week.
Okay. Cool. Because that's the like I said, now we're into marketing and branding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said. I definitely got to do my part
and
get the word out because of the fact that I want to be able to just you know, I always tell people, you know, you always want to go get in a restaurant when you can't get in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Going there, people on the walls going, okay,
what's going on?
What they giving away with these kids?
So, mm-hmm.
You know, what I got to do?
Yeah.
And so that's the goal. The goal is to put us in a position. You know, it was really interesting when everything got to have a little swag. Look cool to it. That's why people jump in real fast, you know, because they don't know.
Yeah.
And word gets out and go, I'm doing this. I'm changing this young man's life. And only give 8 hours a day a month.
Mm-hmm.
Eight hours a month.
A month,
okay?
Yeah.
A month. And that's, but we have to realize that is time.
Yeah.
But that is not an incredible amount of time. You're not adopting this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the theme for the panel last year? Did anybody host the panel? Because you got your boy Rashawn in.
Yeah.
They told me I got to get people, and you know I got to have a theme. I got to host. Yeah. I'm going to work for the Big Brother, Big Sisters of Metro Atlanta.
We appreciate it.
And I just met her at a movie theater.
Listen, we wanted to take it to another level this year. Last year was great.
We just had a lot of folks who are already a part of our network, some bigs, some brothers who are already doing the work. But we wanted to bring in some celebrities like yourself, others who could really get the word out at a big level this time. And, you know, partnering with the Gathering Spot with Ryan and others down there, just taking it to the next level. So we want to get folks like you. We got some other big names we're not going to share right now that we're working on to just get new people in the building who don't know about it.
Yes, sir.
And have a conversation and say, you know, this is really about us stepping up as men in the community. Many of us who are doing really good things and have, you know, 8 hours. We can, and it's not really about new time. I say create, you know, incorporate as young person your existing time.
Yeah, right, sure.
You know, you're doing different things already, and why not bring that young person with you to do things that you're already going to do and give them that exposure. Bring them up to their studio or, you know, if I go to the barbershop or different things that we do.
See, I'm already in my mind, you know, trying to calculate time. You know, I'm going to start my Pilates classes.
Bringing the Pilates.
I'm just trying to, you know, because really when you start saying it, but it's about the commitment, though, for me. Yeah. That's important that people have to understand because I've been there. I've seen these kids. I walked in a room, they go, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because they know, are you here to make yourself feel good today?
Yeah.
You know, just your one charity moment. Don't look at me as a charity case. I can do bad by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't need this emotional drop in and drop out experience. Yeah. That is the key that we have to say is that, but we have to let them know that there's a commitment, but there also is not an adoption process we're going down.
So
they're not moving into your house.
No. So I want to touch on what you just said. So Kwame said it as well. We like to call it don't make new time, share time. Mm-hmm. The time that you have already on the weekends, what do you do? Go to the barbershop. I like to use the example. I met a big who said what his little brother liked to do with him was to wash his car on the weekend because his parents didn't have cars.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, sitting down, washing this car with his big, he's talking about school, talking about sport, and he's getting that one-on-one time.
Right.
You go to the grocery store, go to Publix.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say, tell your little this. Hey, we're going to the grocery store. You have to do it because you have no food in your house.
Mm-hmm.
But to that, that's that one-on-one time. Say, hey, we're going to go into the grocery store for 50 minutes for $50.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're teaching a little how to budget money,
mm-hmm.
time management.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're walking up and down the aisles, healthy living, right? Mm-hmm. How to get healthy food. And you guys are just talking.
You might not want to go shopping with me because you know. Your boy going to get his ice cream.
Go get some cakes. Hey, you can teach your boy how to bake.
There you go. See, Julia, I'm tired of her, man. She gonna get it back to the right. I'm over here trying to crack some jokes. Nope, teach my to bake. But that's your skill set. And that's why you guys work as a team because of the fact that I'm here because somebody was courageous enough to say, I need you to be a part of this.
Yes.
Okay. Now you got my mindset. I'm over here trying to block time. Now I got to go talk to my wife. Okay, I'm thinking about it. She's going to go, what you doing?
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm mad at her because she ain't got a dog. You know what I'm saying? and so now I'm trying to bring a human being into our world.
Yes.
And so, but a committed process. So I got to look at my schedule and see how 8 hours plays out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because no matter what we are talking about, it's still a human being.
And in
different age groups, we don't know the experiences they've had before you came along. Like you say, you have a young child, 8. You might want to mentor somebody who's 12, somebody who's 15. Each one of those, they got some drama coming with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to know who you're talking to because that kid that you may be starting to mentor maybe already have went down a road or made a curve that you, if you're not spending the time to understand where they're at mentally, you just shocked. You wake up, you see them on the news. And because you didn't, because you were just, you know, playing the game.
We make sure, you know, before you get in that you know all the background.
Right.
And choice is a big part of this and preference.
Right.
And you may want to work with an 8-year-old, 12-year-old, or a young man who's into certain things. You know, so all that plays into to our decision-making process, but also you get to know what's going on before we match you.
Right.
And the family gets to know about you before we match you. So it's a very thoughtful process where we work together on that.
Right. So with that being said, I'm just talking to you two. What does the staff look like at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
We have a very amazing team, 50 staff. Most of our staff are on our program team. We have a very diverse staff.
Right.
We got, folks who have MSW degrees and, you know, folks like me who are in jail. You know, so It's a very great team to work with. I'm very honored every day to go work with them. And our program team is really providing the support to our bigs and our kids in the field and the families that are doing the work. So just a great staff. But we have 50 staff. We're in Midtown. Come check us out anytime, right at the corner of 17th and Peachtree. We'd love to have you.
Cool. So Real Men Mentor.
Yes.
The panel is going to be January 28th mm-hmm. at the Gathering Spot.
Yes.
How long was it last year?
About an hour. So we have, so we have when you first come in, we want to have
I can talk for an hour by myself.
Now, I mean, it can go longer.
Okay, I'm just letting you know, you got a long wind bill over here.
but the thing is,
I'm dragging all these people down here, hey, man. I ain't saying that.
I want to get them in the door.
We want to get them in, but we want to have like a whole like mixer time for you to get in, meet other local men in Atlanta. We're going to have guys who are bigs already for you to talk to them.
Absolutely.
Because, this is our job.
Oh, absolutely.
To get out. We're salespeople, but we're going to have people who are there who are actually out there putting in the work that can answer all the real life questions for you.
On my end, I gotta get the banners from you.
Yeah.
I gotta get a press release out. Mm-hmm. I gotta lock down the talent that make sure that it's approved on both sides and on the agenda and get all that straight. Samantha Taylor, who's the executive producer of Money Making Conversations, is handling this. The production of the live event that we're going to be doing at the Gathering Spot, January 28th, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Metro Atlanta. Got to make sure I say that. Kwame Juliet, thank you all for coming on the show again. And I got work to do.
Yes. No, we thank you so much for this, Mr. McDonald.
Thank you, Steve.